You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Mexico is seeking criminal investigations into the deaths of 17 Mexican nationals linked to ICE custody or enforcement operations. This comes after the death of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, who was shot by an ICE agent in Houston this week. Stefania Corpi has more.
Foreign Minister Roberto Velasco said Mexico's Attorney General's office will file formal complaints before U.S. state prosecutors and the Department of Justice.
Vamos a pasar del ámbito diplomático para acudir directamente ante las fiscalías de Estados Unidos.
We are going to move beyond the diplomatic sphere and go directly to U.S. prosecutors, Velasco said, adding that Mexico wants the cases investigated as possible criminal matters. The legal strategy includes civil action against private companies that operate immigration detention centers. Velasco said Mexico will send cease and desist letters and pursue claims over alleged human rights violations and detention conditions. President Claudia Sheinbaum said the Houston shooting convinced her government that diplomatic notes were not enough.
Vamos a hacer todo lo que esté en nuestras manos. Lo que no podemos es ser omisos.
We're going to do everything in our power because we cannot stand silent, she said. She added her government will provide support to families with similar issues. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
A survey of more than 1,000 San Antonio and Bexar County residents shows Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones is still building her reputation among voters. TPR's Joy Palacios has more.
The UTSA Center for Public Opinion Research conducted the email-based polling from June 9th to June 16th. It measured opinions on Mayor Jones, Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai, other politicians, as well as Project Marvel. The survey showed 17% said they strongly approve or somewhat approve of Mayor Jones, 22% strongly or somewhat disapprove, and 28% neither approve nor disapprove. John Taylor is a political analyst and chair of UT San Antonio's Political Science and Geography Department.
It's kind of a mixed bag in that maybe it's this first year with the mayor, understanding that, you know, that she's kind of had a trial by fire, and we've seen some fits and starts in what's gone on in her, under her leadership so far.
On the downtown sports and entertainment district that would be anchored by a Spurs arena, about 44% said they believe the project should move forward. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
Supporters rallied behind Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gina Hinojosa at the Paper Tiger in San Antonio on Thursday. TPR Celia Aranda reports supporters back her message on making Texas more affordable and strengthening public education.
Dozens of supporters waved money in your pocket signs as Hinojosa took the stage. Hinojosa promoted her proposal to send $1,500 to every Texas household using money from the state's rainy day fund, arguing Texans should decide how to spend the surplus rather than leaving it in state coffers.
Because I know that you know how to spend that money better than government.
Among those in attendance was former congressional candidate Regina Vanberg, who said Hinojosa's priorities are what drew her to the campaign.
I think she has the right focus. I think that she is deeply concerned about public education, as we all are. I want a governor who knows what the state is and values the diversity and the culture that is all of us.
Hinojosa is challenging Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is seeking a fourth term. Abbott signed the state's private school voucher program into law, while Hinojosa has made strengthening public schools a centerpiece of her campaign. Recent polls show Abbott leading by single digits. I'm Celia Aranda in San Antonio.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says the company could begin launching artificial intelligence data centers into orbit as early as next year. Speaking on a national radio program with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Musk said space-based computing could help meet the growing demand for AI infrastructure without consuming more land and resources on Earth.
The way to expand compute without, you know, using up all the land on Earth is to do so in space, and then you can do it without using space for power and water on Earth.
SpaceX is seeking federal approval to launch up to 1 million solar-powered satellites that would operate as an orbital AI network. The proposal is drawing criticism from environmental groups, which are urging regulators to more closely examine the potential impacts of large-scale data centers in space. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marian Navarro.